Blog Talk Radio. And thank you so much for joining me once again for the Your Pleasure Show. Tonight, my topic is going to be very, very important because even though it might sound like I'm speaking tongue-in-cheek when I say you are what you eat, I literally mean that. Before I actually start my show this evening, I would like to tell you that tonight's show is being brought to you by www.yourpleasure.com, where pleasure is number one. There's all kinds of lotions, potions, and toys there that can be found at the Your Pleasure shop. And within the over 300 pages of content-rich tips, please visit often, drop us a line, and keep in touch. Because, after all, your pleasure is what it's all about. And I want you to remember that. I want you to understand that, that you are not just here to suffer through, to just make it to Friday. You are here to enjoy your life every single day. And whether that enjoyment is through meditation or whether that enjoyment is to eat a sumptuous meal, the idea is always for balance. Because if you have balance, then all the pleasures of life can be enjoyed, including eating, and they continue to be pleasures. It's as soon as they become unconscious that they are no longer the pleasure that they can and really should be. Because eating is a gift. The fact that we have taste buds is a gift. I don't know if any other animal has the gift the way we do, with all the different appreciations of all the different flavors that are out there, but we as humans absolutely have it. And if we want to enjoy the things that we consume, and if we want them to pay us back with good health, vitality, muscle tone, smooth skin, silky hair, and the ability to digest our lives, then we are getting the most from our diet. And that is what I have to talk about today. It is so, so important to remember that your body is a living organism, millions of cells moving around, and they all have their job. The genitals in particularly are very, very influenced by what is going on with the rest of the body. So to pollute the body with products and foods that are detrimental to your health, especially when consumed in excess, that is an affront to the body, and that is an affront to the system, and that is an affront to your sensual and sexual self. Because believe it or not, we are all meant for pleasure. And if we are living a healthy life, and if we have good aerobic capacity, and if our skin smells good and tastes good and we smell good, then we are enjoying the gift that we have been given. But if we approach it unconsciously and eat unconsciously and stick food in our mouth that is not only not good for you, but giving you a false sense of security. You think by eating this, you are sustaining yourself somehow. But what you're actually doing is you are weakening the entire structure of your body down to the cells. And that is what you have to remember. Disease does not come upon us because of just some arbitrary reason. We practically invite it in. And that is the one thing we have to remember, that what we consume, as the very famous Greek doctor once said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And that is what we have to remember. The nutrients and the good health that we seek and the sexual pleasure that we want to know is in the foods that we consume and in the vitamins that they give us and in the antioxidants that they supply and in the anti-inflammatories that they supply, so that we are able to live in our bodies without pain. Because when the food is right and the food is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, it is balancing out your blood sugar. It is making sure there's no inflammation in your joints. It is easy to digest because you have taken into consideration your specific body type and how you digest life. Everybody does not digest life the same, nor does everybody digest the same foods in the same way. I mean, you can look at the entire study of Ayurveda and the Vata, the Pitta, and the Kapha and how they approach eating, and you can see that for a Vata, it is absolutely essential, and for a Kapha, it is totally lacking. The same meal. So take into consideration who you are and what you need. But remember that the purity of your diet is what makes you taste good. And if you want your saliva to taste good, and if you want your semen to taste good, and if you want your vaginal fluids to taste good, then the things that you consume in your body, the things that you take in, are going to be part of who you are and what you put out. You know, I have to tell you, years and years ago, I found out, and I found it very important, I found out that smoking cigarettes actually taints the flavor of a woman's vaginal fluid. And I thought, oh my God, all these years I've been smoking, I mean, I smoked on and off, but I thought, that's the reason I'd want to quit. Who would want their vaginal fluid tasting metallic? Well, people that smoke are basically begging for their vaginal fluid to taste metallic. And men that smoke are practically begging to have erectile dysfunction. So it's like you can't live in a vacuum. The things that the body requires are basic and simple, and that, too, is the diet that we need. Now, I understand that, you know, there are temptations all around us, and we need to indulge in them occasionally. We need to enjoy the guilty pleasure. But if the guilty pleasure is something that is not so guilty as every single day, then it becomes a habit, and then it can become harmful. And that goes for anything in excess. Food, alcohol, sex, anything in excess is no longer the joy that it's supposed to be. So, food. Food is a very good idea, but only if it gives you the nutrients and the sustenance and the strength and the ability to rebuild your body. And so think about the foods that you consume. Now, I know, we're a big meat culture, And I can understand that because meat is delicious and meat is protein, and we are made out of protein. So like consumes like and builds up itself. I get that. But it is not supposed to be consumed as much as we consume it. It's supposed to be consumed one quarter of all the food that we eat in a day should be meat. But people overdo meat, and while they do that, then they make their bodies acidic. And when your body is acidic, it doesn't taste good and it doesn't smell good. You're doing it to yourself. I mean, yeah, you can wash with whatever you want to. You can bathe in whatever you want to. You can use all kinds of deodorants. You can spray your body with all kinds of stuff to mask your scent. But the bottom line is, when someone who is in an intimate embrace with you goes to taste you, they are going to taste the essence of the poisons, the unhealthy choices that you make in your skin, in your sweat, in your vaginal fluid, or in your seminal fluid. Now, it's a good idea to just keep it clean and keep it pure. But remember, foods themselves have different kinds of alkaline bases and will react, you know, some more than others. So if you really, 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 guys, want your semen to taste absolutely delicious, you should consider consuming a pineapple. And I'm talking about a fresh pineapple. I'm not talking about a pineapple in a can, because that is, a lot of the nutrients are gone. You're going to eat it? Eat the whole pineapple. And I'm telling you, the next day, your body is going to be considerably sweeter, and so too the seminal fluid. Of course, if you get into the habit of eating less red meat, and I'm not saying you shouldn't eat meat. I understand it. Everybody likes it. It's cool. But not to excess, because to excess, it makes us smell bad. It's not good for our blood. It's not good for our scent. It's not good for our taste. It's not good. Everything in moderation, especially when it comes to that kind of protein, because there are many other kind of proteins that we can choose and not end up smelling as bad as meat makes us. Okay? So then you want to remember that the skin gives off the scent of the things that you've been eating. And people who have been eating garlic or onions know that better than anybody else. So especially if you eat a lot of it, you actually reek of it. So who wants to reek of it? Nobody wants to reek. Everybody wants to smell delightful, delicious, wonderful, tasty, good. Not, oh my God, have you been eating onions? Have you been eating garlic? So remember, what you consume actually has a very, very strong effect on how you taste. And we're not just talking about how your mouth tastes. We're talking about how your most sacred areas taste and how your entire cassoulet tastes. Your cassoulet, well, the woman's cassoulet, is the scent of her skin, hair, and genitals as a combination of flavors, because the human body is a delicious, delicious treat. And if you look at it for the wonderful textures and scents and pleasure that it affords, and you think about it, there are many of the same words that go for eating actual food to enjoying the human body, such as biting or nibbling or licking or sucking. All of these have to do with the pleasures of the flesh. So it's all the better if the pleasures of the flesh are tasting good and feeling good, because we have given our bodies the nutrients that it needs. Again, you can slather on whatever you want to give it a pseudo-soft, or you can drink enough fluid, enough water to make sure that your skin is sustained, and you can eat enough vegetables to make sure that there is enough water in your skin to plump it up, and that the scent that is coming through because of those fruits and vegetables is a pleasant one. Now, people don't really think about that too much. They think, well, you know, this is what we're having for dinner, steak and potato. But you shortchange yourself when you do not give your body the right nutrients. And I'm talking complete nutrients from A to Z. Now, I don't want to get too far off the topic here, but recently I have discovered a fabulous plant, and it is called moringa. Moringa grows in the driest areas of the earth, like southern India and plains of Africa, and it was named by the National Institute of Health the Tree of the Year in 2008. A book was written about it calling it the Miracle Tree by a doctor. If you would like to see the documentary, you should go to Drink lifein.com and see the documentary that the Discovery TV did years ago, which inspired the moringa plant to be brought to the United States. And the thing that I want to say about moringa is that it has everything you need 100% and 100% absorbable. So that even if you are not a big vegetable eater and you don't really consume your fruits and you're not really getting everything that you should, to consume this once a day in the morning would be the best thing for anybody's health, because it's giving you every vitamin, every antioxidant, every anti-inflammatory that your body can possibly use in the correct dosage, at all at the same time, and stays with you to help rebuild you on a cellular level. So if anybody is interested in this, please contact me at my website, ypi69@hotmail.com, and let me know that you heard it on the radio and you're interested in at least finding out about this moringa, and I will point you in the right direction, because I am so excited that this has come to the United States, especially when I look at all the different ailments that people are suffering today, and I realize that most of them are caused by lack of nutrition. And it's not like they're not eating properly. They are eating properly. They're getting the foods that they need, or so they think. And yet, they are not repairing themselves through their nutrients. And that is the crime. That is why you must remember that you are what you eat. And if what you are eating is not nutritionally sustaining you, then you can expect a decline in your body. Not that you should look forward to it, not that you should think, oh my God, I'm declining, I'm going to be sick any day now. No, that you take action, find out what you need to do to maintain and help rebuild yourself on a daily basis nutritionally from the cells up. And that to me is the most important thing that you can consume during the course of the day. Eating is one of the greatest pleasures of life. But just like anything else, it can be overdone. And if you believe that you can just put any kind of calorie in your body and it will sustain you, you are fooling yourself. You are actually contributing to your demise. Your body rejuvenates itself every single day. One of the ways that it rejuvenates itself is by nutrients. And with the GMOs by Monsanto all over our crops, and the depleted soil and the fluoride in the water, there is a lot of room for improvement in our diet. You look at the population of the United States, and a good over 50% are morbidly obese. And why are they morbidly obese? Because everybody's overeating? Not necessarily. They're eating things that are addictive and that are nutritionally void, and which makes them want to eat more of the same stuff. So they keep feeding their bodies processed foods, and processed foods can definitely do a job on your muscular system, your skeletal system, your blood, your brains, your hair. If you want to enjoy your body and feel its wonder and enjoy its pleasures, then it is through nutrition that that's going to happen. And nutrition is not necessarily the thing that is advertised daily on radio and television. What is being sold on radio and television is a way of looking at food as if all food has some place in your life every day. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. We undermine our bodies by involving, including things that are not good for us on a daily basis. Once in a while, as the treat that it's meant to be, why not? Of course. But we don't do that. Eating for us is no longer the joy that it's supposed to be. For many people, eating is unconscious. They don't even know what they've eaten or how quickly they've eaten. In fact, a lot of people actually talk while they're eating so that they're not even paying attention to what's going in their mouth. So it's not joy when you're not paying attention to it. It's when your conscious mind is on the thing that you are actually enjoying it. So that's another point that I would like to make about the joy of eating and how important it is in our pleasure, is that make it mindful, and when it is mindful, then it will be present, and you will be present while you are doing it, and by paying attention to you, what you are actually eating, you will feel when it goes in exactly whether it's good for you or not. And if you feel that it's not good for you, if your body goes, this is not good for you, don't eat this, then because you're being mindful, you listen and you say, you know what, I really don't need that. That's really bad for me. That really causes me harm. I think I'll reserve it because it's a guilty pleasure, and I'll reserve it for holidays and my birthday, not every day. And that's why it's kind of important to remember that food is a joy, but only when you are paying attention to it. The pleasures of eating can be compared to the pleasures of the flesh. And if you think about it, they are similarly termed. Just remember, though, what goes in must come out. Food, smoke, all affect the way you taste. And you have to ask yourself, do you want to taste good? If you want to taste good, you absolutely must consider your diet, okay? And if you eat a lot of red meat, you cannot, from a cellular level, taste good. You can cover it, you can deodorize it, you can try to mask it, and all of that will work to an extent. But if you want the true pleasure that you are to come emanating from your pores and from your seminal fluid and from your armpits and from your vaginal fluid and from your mouth, then the things that go in, remember, your body's like a big garden, and what you're feeding it will determine what it grows. So it can either grow healthy or it can grow crappy. And that all depends on what you're putting in it. Healthy or crappy. Now, I know that a lot of people find it difficult to even think about eating properly. They are on the road. They are all over the place. They don't have the time to invest in a nutritious meal and in the planning of it and in the shopping for it on a daily basis. So that is another reason that I am highly recommending that everyone that hears this goes online and goes to www.drinklifein.com and check out the videos that they have there. And if you are interested in knowing more, please definitely get back to me at ypi69@hotmail.com. And I would be happy to explain how you can enjoy your body and your sense of self and put all the nutrients in you to sustain you, so that even if you are living a less than pristine life right now, as far as your nutrients are concerned, you can still get everything that you need in your daily dose of Moringa. I kid you not. To me, it is a miracle, and it is the reason that I even did this show today, because I want to tell everybody how fantastic this is. I know that it's difficult in our time now to really think about how we are going to make ourselves taste better. People don't even, you know, they're not even giving that a second thought. I mean, unless you're super wealthy, and then you don't even care because, hey, you're super wealthy, so people should want to kiss you and hug you and suck on you. But that's not necessarily true either. You seriously are what you eat. And what you eat affects how you smell and how you taste. So stay away from the broccoli if you would like to have a blowjob that includes someone swallowing it, or stay away from the fish, strong fish, if you would like oral sex via cunnilingus, because these two are very strong smells, and when they are in the body, they will also give out a strong smell. Next week, I am going to have Dr. Eve Agee here as my guest. I am so excited. Dr. Eve is a best-selling author. She's a woman who loves the human body, who believes in its potential for healing, who understands that our sexuality is very closely linked to the uterus, and because the uterus is absolutely essential as part of the entire physiology for procreation, and so very hardwired into our psyches, she's going to talk about all of the connections and how we can keep that part of our bodies healthy and vibrant and working and subtle, you know, supple and just, you know, flushed and clean. I really think it has something to do with nutrition, but that's my own particular belief. I think nutrition is the most important thing, and that if we can remember that in our choices every single day, that it will help us to help ourselves stay or get healthy. There's a lot of stuff. Young people with arthritis, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and yet I know 20-year-olds that have arthritis. That is a lack of vitamins. But the pharmaceutical companies would have you believe that they've got your back, they're going to cover, they're going to mask your inflammation, they're not going to make it go away, and yet food can do that for you. Food can get rid of the inflammation. Food can get rid of the stiffness. Food can get rid of the fat in your blood and bring your level of or your chance of having a heart attack way, way down. I mean, it's a good idea to exercise, and it's a good idea to take care of your body in all different kinds of ways, exercise, meditation, and nutrition, and, of course, awesome sex. Awesome sex is what the whole thing is all about. Because you can have great nutrition and have a wonderful body, but if you're not going to have great sex with it, what is the point? I want to thank everybody for joining me today on this version of Your Pleasure. You are what you eat. I want to encourage you all to take a good look inside your refrigerators and pull out what is not so great and portion it to once a week. You'll probably have so much stuff in your refrigerator. And make friends at your farmer's market so you can get all the very best things that you can eat to make your body smell and taste like a treat. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. I hope you will all join me next week with Dr. Eve. If you have any questions or comments, please visit my website, yourpleasure.com. I will get back to any questions that I get. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a total blast. Bye for now.